California Governor Newsom announces special legislative session after Trump victory. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday announced he is calling for state lawmakers to convene a special session later this year after President-elect Donald Trump's victory earlier this week. Newsom said the special session will focus on safeguarding the state's progressive policies around the climate, abortion, and illegal immigration. The move comes 2 days after Trump was elected president for a second, non-consecutive term after defeating Vice President Kamala Harris, also a Democrat from California. In his campaign, Trump has proposed deregulating industries, mass deportations of illegal immigrants, imposing tariffs, and more. The freedoms we hold dear in California are under attack, and we won't sit idle, Newsom said in a statement. California has faced this challenge before, and we know how to respond. We are prepared, and we will do everything necessary to ensure Californians have the support and resources they need to thrive. In a news release from the governor's office, it listed abortion, immigrant protection, the climate crisis, and LGBT issues as matters that the special session should address. Previously, Newsom has called California a sanctuary for people in other states seeking abortions. The state has passed dozens of laws to enhance abortion access, including setting aside $20 million in taxpayer money to help pay for patients in other states to travel to California to get an abortion. Meanwhile, the state was also the first to mandate that all new cars, pickup trucks, and SUVs sold in California be electric, hydrogen-powered, or plug-in hybrids by 2035 and give state regulators the power to penalize oil companies. California also extends state-funded health care to all low-income residents, regardless of whether they are an illegal immigrant or not. No matter what the incoming administration has in store, California will keep moving forward, said Attorney General Rob Bonta in a statement. We've been through this before, and we stand ready to defend your rights and protect California values. We're working closely with the governor and the legislature to shore up our defenses and ensure we have the resources we need to take on each fight as it comes. Following Trump's win, Newsom issued a statement on Wednesday that Trump's win was not the outcome we wanted, but that our fight for freedom and opportunity endures. Trump's campaign didn't immediately respond to requests for comment on Newsom's announcement. The governors of other Democrat-controlled states, such as Massachusetts, Illinois, and New York, said they will also take special action after Trump's win on Tuesday. Our team will do whatever we have to do to identify any possible threats to these rights that we hold dear in the state of New York and protect New Yorkers, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said during a news conference Wednesday, reacting to the incoming administration. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said at a Thursday news conference that he will work with other governors on similar issues and will try to fight back against the Trump administration if need be. He made similar references to abortion, LGBT issues, and immigration. Despite the special session, Tuesday's election shows that Californian voters were more in favor of Trump this year compared to 2020. Trump was able to flip multiple counties in the Golden State, including Orange County, according to a projection from the Associated Press. Harris was ahead of Trump 57.3% to 40.1% with 55% of the California vote in by Thursday. In 2020, President Joe Biden won with 63.4% of the vote, compared with Trump's 34.3%. Meanwhile, Californians overwhelmingly voted in favor of Proposition 36 by about 40 points, a measure that rolled back a number of left-leaning criminal justice measures enacted in Proposition 47 more than a decade ago. The new ballot measure will reclassify some misdemeanor theft and drug crimes as felonies if the defendant has two prior drug or theft convictions. Similar rightward voting trends were observed in Illinois, New York, and New Jersey, which have leaned Democratic in recent presidential elections. In New Jersey, Trump was within 5 points of Harris, while in New York, he was within 11 points. In the 2020 contest, Trump lost by more than 23% to Biden in New York and incurred a 15-point deficit in New Jersey. In Illinois, Trump lost by about 8% in 2024, while in 2020, he lost by more than 17%. The Associated Press contributed to this report.